USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Turkey is lifting its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
White House security spokesman John Kirby said it'll make a big difference in expanding and increasing NATO's reach. Kirby is with President Biden during NATO meetings in Madrid. The government is working hard to improve weather forecasts.
Government officials engaged two new supercomputers this week to help improve weather forecasting. The computers named Dogwood and Cactus ranked among the 50 fastest computers in the world and will help deploy more advanced realistic climate models. This is good news if you live in a region that experiences extreme weather because the new systems are able to respond faster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wednesday night's Powerball jackpot is an estimated $365 million. Good luck if you're one of those lottery players out there. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Law enforcement has recovered over $24 million of illicit drugs, including fentanyl and heroin. They were discovered earlier this week in an apartment in New York City. DEA New York Division Special Agent in Charge Frank Tarantino says they disrupted a significant wholesale distributor.
To the drug trafficking organizations and drug traffickers, I say this. The DEA is committed. In fact, we're doubling down on our relentless pursuit to hold those accountable who are causing the most harm in our communities. And we will hold you accountable.
The Senate is not in session this Wednesday, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, taking some time to speak with his constituents in Hazard, Kentucky. The senator touting his decision not to hold a confirmation hearing for former President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, back in 2016.
I said, we're going to wait until the presidential election's over and let the next president fill the Supreme Court vacancy. The single most consequential decision I've made in my public career, which led, of course, to Justice Gorsuch.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.